This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Turns out, while you were at work, the left was at work too. They were busy brainwashing the kids and the grandkids you sent to school. But we didn't realize exactly how brainwashed a generation is and exactly what they were brainwashed to tolerate. I spent a lot of time this weekend thinking about this poll when I realized what it meant. The question was as simple as it was chilling. Was the attack by Hamas on Israelis justified? Think about what that's asking, okay? Do you believe the killing of more than 1,200 Israeli and American civilians, most especially women and beheaded babies, was justified? By this time, it was more than clear in the news that women and children had not only been brutally murdered, but women had been raped, paraded in the streets. Was that justified? This question is not just a measure of your support for Israel versus Palestine, two-state solution, one-state, whatever. No, this is not that. This is, was the Hamas attack on civilians justified? Now, let me shock you with what's in the crosstabs of this Harvard-Harris poll. According to the New York Post, just 14% of Americans overall sided with Hamas. Okay, that's good news. But here's the problem. Among 18 to 24-year-olds, the majority said the killing of more than 1,200 Israeli and American civilians, including women and children, was justified. Let me repeat that from the New York Post. According to the Harvard poll, a majority of 18 to 24-year-old Americans believed the killing was justified. And it was close to half among those 25 to 35 years of age. Dear God, help us when these people come to power. If the mass murder of women and children who belong to a group, clearly this generation disagrees with, if the mass murder, genocide really, of innocent civilians is tolerable to them, it begs the question, what will they do to us? What are they capable of doing or supporting or tolerating toward those in their own country they disagree with? I have no doubt whatsoever these people are leftist Democrats. And what this poll shows is that we have raised an entire generation of monsters. This is not a Western ethic. This is not an American ethic. Americans, for a very, very long time, even when we were the good guys, say, in Vietnam, found attacks on innocent civilians, even by us, an absolute abomination, a stain on the American moral fabric. It's inconceivable, or it was. Folks, this does not portend good for the future of America. Now look at this number. The largest ever plummet in Joe Biden's approval ratings. 11 full points in a month. That's not 11%. That's 11 full points in a month. Attributed in polling to Democrats being unhappy with his stand. But what is his official stand? I know on this podcast, I've explained how if you look at his actions, he is actually a Hamas supporter. But his official stand, which is basically what the left knows. What does that mean? An 11-point drop, the largest ever in a month in his presidency. They wanted him. A significant chunk of the Democrat Party wanted Joe Biden to side with Hamas, wanted Joe Biden to cheer on Hamas as they did this. Want to pause a moment here, and it's just going to be a minute, to thank my friends at PhD Weight Loss for sponsoring this podcast. I also want to thank them for the recent vacation I had in Shenandoah Valley. I love to hike with the kids. And normally, after 4 days of hiking like we did, my knees would be on fire. It'd take me weeks before they felt okay. And that was even with the joint medication I was taking. I don't take that medication anymore. I hiked for 4 days, and for the first time in years, I didn't even have a twinge when I left. In fact, we're driving away and I was like, my legs feel fine. My joints are okay. It was one of the cool, freaky side effects you get that you don't expect to on the PhD weight loss program. Simply put, what I thought was the beginnings of arthritis, it wasn't. It was just the cumulative weight of 29 extra pounds on a 5'2 body. That weight's gone now, and my joints have healed. I've been 9 months now maintaining my weight, thanks to PhD weight loss, something I thought I never could do. Kind of curious? You should check it out, because you could do PhD wherever you are. There's somebody in all 50 states doing it. To find out more, go to myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. Folks, we have officially reached the point in this country that our entire economy is a Ponzi scheme. And that became really clear last week with not a lot of digging. Last week, when the new economic numbers, the GDP numbers, the growth number, 4.9% came out, it began trending immediately on Twitter. Joy had broken out among liberal commentators. Even Trump, with his great or supposedly great economy, according to them, couldn't get to 4.9. By God, Trump struggled to get to 3% growth. But look at Joe. Oh, the miracle. 4.9% economy. 4.9% economic growth. Oh, the joy of it. People must be so happy. The mainstream financial media, including Fox News, who played along with a lot of this, reported. Are you kidding me? You don't have to do a lot of digging to figure out why the economy is at 4.9% growth, because inflation's about 4.7. In our economy, our economic growth is now based on inflation. In other words, you live in the fakest of economic times. The only publication I could find, though, that explained this was the New York Post, who explained that the 4.9% GDP explosion, what a joke, in economic growth is an illusion. If inflation is 5% and people continue to spend at the same rate, the GDP will grow about 5%. That the increase, they explain, is due to essentially, you know, due to the cost of everything going up. One guy who texted me on the show today when I was talking about this absolutely nailed it. He said that his manager, before he was let go at his job, congratulated them because they had much higher sales than the last year in dollars. Then came the bad news. They'd sold less than the year before. That is exactly the story of the U.S. economy. And it's sick the way almost all of the economic media, including Fox Business, for the most part, is pretending this was good news. Pretending not to know we didn't sell more stuff. The only reason spending is up is because people are struggling to afford the basics. But you don't have to dig far to find this. Joe Biden's own Bureau of Economic Analysis, that's a sub-agency of the U.S. Department of Commerce. In other words, these are federal agencies, revealed that, yeah, we increased economic growth by 4.9%. Our GDP is up by 4.9%. But the bad news is that it's not related to increased demand. Let me read their own report. The increase in consumer spending reflected increases in the prices of services and goods. So the leading contributor to this miraculous economic growth rate, according to the federal government, increased prices for housing, utilities, healthcare, insurance, food, and housing. Bought your Halloween candy yet? You can see the perfect example of this. Breitbart nailed this today. The article is, candy inflation hits double digits for second Halloween in a row. How much higher? According to Data Assembly's latest grocery price index, the average price for Halloween candy is up a staggering 13% over last year. The year before, it was up 19.9%. So the way that inflation works, you add the 19.9% and the 13%. To get an actual accurate view of what real inflation is, not doctored inflation by the government, which comes in about 4.7%. It's crushing. A texter to the text line for my radio show once sent me a text that simply said, "We live in very fake times." Yep, and the fake coverage of the fake Ponzi scheme economy began immediately. Absolute fake joy poured forth from the business media. My God. 4.9% economic growth. What a miracle Joe's brought us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This article sent me into the stratosphere, just the level of gaslighting and lying from the Wall Street Journal. They know better. Headline, Americans can't stop spending. Here's five reasons why. I mean, they're so economically happy, right? They say it's a mix of job security, high savings. Here's how this ridiculous piece starts. And this is just a microcosm of all the coverage from the weekend. Americans' prolonged spending spree has confounded economists and resulted in a surging U.S. economy. What's keeping their feet off the brakes? Why they're so happy? But that's not what's happening. They're spending more because they have to put food in their mouths, to put a roof over their kids' heads, to get in a car and drive to get that food, drive to that job. They have no choice. They can't stop spending. Again, the folks at the Wall Street Journal are smarter than this, which makes me hate them more. They could do what I did and go read that Bureau of Economic Analysis report that flat out says all the extra spending is just more cost for the same goods. Like my friend said on the text line, yeah, the good news, the manager said, we had a record high in sales. The bad news is we sold less than last year. That is the Ponzi scheme right there. That is the U.S. economy. And here's where the coverage took a really sick turn. People floating over the weekend in the financial media. Wow, Americans are just so filled to the brim. They can't stop spending. Looks like the Fed's going to have to hike rates to get them to stop. In other words, to artificially raise prices so that Americans will slow down their spending. And I go, on what? The fuel for their cars? What are they supposed to walk? Go down to two meals a day? The problem is they're already doing this. This is an actual article from Bloomberg, which shows you they actually know what's going on. Here's the headline. Bidenomics boomerang, hunger explodes on Joe's watch as 10 million more fall into food insecurity. What is food insecurity? That's Orwellian for can't afford three meals a day. So they're making do with two or less. 10 million more in a year? Yep, that's according to the U.S. Agricultural Department. So understand the cruelty of this. Because of Congress's printing, it causes inflation. Because of inflation, they say, well, we need to raise interest rates, tamp that down, got to stop Americans from spending, when what they're spending on is the roof over their head, the fuel in their car, the utilities, and the food. It's cruelty. What makes all this even more pernicious is that the Democrat leadership has flat out said they intended to cause inflation. New listeners, the Battleground America podcast may not remember this. When Jim Clyburn was the number two, who really was the number two, in Democrat leadership last year under Nancy Pelosi, he did not one, but two interviews telling you the Democrats meant to cause inflation. When they passed the American Rescue Act, and then after that, the Inflation Reduction Bill, that was $2 trillion, almost all of it paid for by printing. They knew they'd cause it. They did it anyway. Here he is in one of those two interviews.
You start putting money out the way we did with the Rescue Act, you're going to fan inflation. It just, that I know. That's elementary.
And this.
Well, let me make it very clear. All of us are concerned about these rising costs, and all of us knew this would be the case when we put in place this recovery program. Anytime you put more money into the economy, prices tend to rise.
At that point, the PBS reporter asked him, well, did he regret doing this to people? He said no. He said he should have just prepared them better for what was coming, but he figured people would eventually adjust. Adjust to what? Being poor. It's the plan. And Dean Bartlett, who has now filed to run against Joe Biden, underlined that point over the weekend. Admitted, yes, the Democrats damn well know what they're doing with all this printing and spending. First, he admits this.
I have to say I'm a fan of Joe Biden. I admire him. I voted for his policies.
In fact, Representative Phillips admits he was even an architect of these policies since he was in Democrat leadership.
Yes, I voted for his policies as a member of the House Democratic leadership team. I helped distribute those policies and market those policies.
Then, incredibly, he says he's running because he admits the pain those policies have caused.
Let me start with affordability. It is a massive crisis in America right now, the cost of living. People's mortgages are skyrocketing. Fuel is too expensive. Food is too expensive. Healthcare, if it's even obtainable, is double the price of anywhere in the world. Medicine, three times more than anywhere else in the world. We are falling behind. American middle class, hardworking people are not being heard. They are angry. They're frustrated. We have a border crisis. We have crime in cities and chaos.
So he actually admits his policies are causing this. But does he offer to change this? Nah. He says he's just going to listen to the middle class's pain because no one else will. But is he actually going to change the policies? No. Here's how he ended the interview, promising if he doesn't win, he'll just drop out and support doing the same thing all over again. This is a microcosm of what Democrats are doing and the Wall Street Journal is hoping to cover up.
If I do not succeed, I will wrap this campaign up. I will get behind whoever the nominee is, including President Biden, and do everything I can to ensure a Democrat wins.
So if making you poor is the plan, what is the end game of that plan? And why does the mainstream business media keep covering for that plan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.